The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chof Tes, and we're about 20 lines from the top of daf Chof Tes, Amid Aleph. So yesterday we began the third perek, Mesachtes Bava Basra, perek Cheskes Abatim. And as discussed, perek Cheskes Abatim deals with a chazaka, but a different type of chazaka. So yesterday we mentioned three types of chazaka. I misspoke. There are really other types of chazakas. We spoke about a chazaka that's machriya sfeikus. We spoke about cheskas kinyan, both of which are not the topic of our perek. There's another type of chazaka that you find throughout Shas that our perek is not discussing, and that is a cheskas umdina, such as chazaka ein adam meis ponov ufnei fal chayvoy, or chazaka ein adam pereya techzmanai. A chazaka as a raglayim ladavar, as an umdina, that the mitzius is probably such because there's a chazaka that people do such things or people don't do such things. Regardless, what is the chazaka that our perek is talking about? It's a cheskas raya, where there's a din Torah, there's some confusion as to who the owner of a specific piece of property is. If somebody's been living in that piece of property for 3 years, he has a chazaka, a cheskas kimol shanim. That's a raya that it's his. It's as if he would have edim. It's as if he would have a shtar that says it's his. So we're talking about someone who doesn't have edim that says that this property is his. He doesn't have a shtar that says that this property is his. He has no raya other than the fact that he's been living there. If he's been living there up to 3 years, the fact that he's been living there is not a raya. If he's been living there for 3 years and nobody protested, the person that now came to court and said that it's really my piece of property was nowhere to be heard from for the 3 year period that this person was living there. By living there for 3 years, that person establishes a chazaka. There's now a raya that it belongs to him. We said that cheskas abatim is really predicated on the fact that there's no din muchzik when it comes to karka. Ordinarily, if I'm holding something, that is in and of itself a raya that it's mine. I have a muchzik, I have a cheskas mamon, chazaka kol ma shetachas yad adam, harei ushaloi. These are all synonyms of each other. But the point is that if I'm holding something, the assumption is that the thing that I'm holding belongs to me. It's not the way it works when we're talking about karka. It's not the way it works when we're talking about a bias or a merchatz or a shevach or a barshia chumar, all the cases of the Mishnah. When it comes to a piece of property, the fact that I'm there is not a raya that it's mine. If I'm there for 3 years, I have a taina, chazaka sheyeshi mataina, and you didn't protest, at that point already there is a raya that it belongs to me. That's what the chazaka of perek cheskes abatim means. So yesterday, the Gemara brought two mekayres, how we know cheskas gimel shanim. The first was a little bit of an esoteric mekar, a little bit of a stretch in lumdis, and that is a start out from the shor amuvah, just like a shor, after it's negeach, after it shtoises three times, it goes from being a tam to being a muid, it goes from paying chatzin nezik megufoy to paying nezik sholem. So you see something happening three times has an ability to flip a switch. So too, if somebody is living in a piece of property for 3 years, the property leaves the reshus of the meicher and it enters the reshus of the lekeach. So the Gemara asked a bunch of kashas and terutzim, and as mentioned yesterday, at first glance, learning it daf yomi dig, each kasha, each teretz would require a lot of beer. Some of the turns that the Gemara made were hard to even express, let alone understand. But obviously, if you go through it like a mensch, these are kashas and terutzim that are very much understandable. Regardless, the Gemara came out at the end that it seems to be a good makar. However, what should emerge then is that according to Reb Meir, who holds that Richek Nikichosov Chayev, Kirov Nikichosov Lekoshke, that a Shor Hamuad could become a Muad if it shtaises three times in 3 days, which means Kalvachomer could become a Shor Hamuad if it shtaises three times in 1 day, it should then be possible to establish a Cheskas Gimel Shonim in less than 3 years. Madach, you could have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim in Gimel Shonim. Kalvachomer, you should be able to have a Cheskas Gimel Shonim in less than Gimel Shonim, which is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, the Gemara said. Because Rabbi Shmuel said that it's possible if somebody has a Stei Ilon, he has a field that has fruit trees, different types of fruit trees, so that it's possible to harvest each independent crop at a different time. It could be harvesting three crops even in 1 year would be able to establish a chazaka. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's very good. The Makar Shar Amud, in Shar Amud itself, we have Rameir's Kavachoymer, Richek Chayev Kirov Lekolshkin. So the same would be true for Cheskes Gimel Shonim. But the problem is Rabbi Shmuel's at Asi Yachid. Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbanan hold you need 3 years. If the Makar Shar Amud, you shouldn't have to have 3 years. And it's because of that the Gemara was forced to find a second Makar, and ultimately after several failed attempts, the Gemara came out, and the Gemara said, I'm going to tell you what the Rabbanan's Makar is, the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Elo Marova, Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Peshtare, Tarti Vetlas Mizdaher. A person can be careful to watch his star for 1 year, he can be careful to watch his star for 2 years, and even 3 years, but Tvei Loi Mizdar, more than 3 years he can't be careful. That Svara, said Rava, is what underpins Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Okay, beer. Commentary, what exactly did Rava mean to say? So we mentioned yesterday that there are four shittas that the Achreidim discussed. We spoke out to. The first is the Ktsois. We spoke about second yesterday. But really it's the most basic. And the Ktsois bases his shita on several shittas or rishonim. The Nemukhi Yosef, the Rambam, and even Rashi and Tosfos would seem to be mashmal what the Ktsois is saying. And that is that all Rava is saying is that being that it's very difficult for a person to watch a shtar for more than 3 years, if you're going to tell somebody that I could be living in a piece of property for 10 years, but unless I have a shtar or I have edim to prove that it belongs to me, you, as a marakama, someone that once owned it, would be able to throw me out of my house, they'll be upset to go to kuchas. People would think three times before they bought something, because they could buy something, spend top dollar for it, and then in 10 years, after he lost the shtar, he's going to be thrown out of his house. And the Chacham didn't want that. We don't want Pseid the Lekuchas. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that up to 3 years, be responsible. But being that after 3 years, Tfei Loi Mizdar, it's very difficult for a person to watch a star. At that point, we now need to come in. We need to step in. And we have to look out for the Lekech. And we tell the Lekech, you know what, at that point, it's okay. At that point, even if you lose your star, it's fine, you're going to be able to stay in your property. Isn't this takana that's protecting the Lekeach harming the Meicher? It's not, because the Chachamim gave the Meicher a very easy way to avoid a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. All he has to do is be Meicher. If the Meicher is Meicher, then that stops the Cheskes Gimel Shonim. So it says the Ktois, the Yisoid of what Rav is saying, and really the Yisoid of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is Takanas Chachamim. And really, Midei Raisa, there's no mocking for a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Midei Raisa, you can never be a Muchzik, you need Edim, you need a Rai of some sorts. If the Marakama has a Rai and the Muchzik has no Rai, the Marakama is always the one that's going to win. But there's a Takanas Chachamim, Hefker Bez than Hefker, Mishom Seyded Lekuchais, that if you've been living in a property for 3 years, even though you don't have a shtar, being that it's hard for us to fault you for not having the shtar, because shasa kamaisa tla trei tlas, people watched tvei loy mizder, say the kuchas achavim said that you would be able to keep it. That's what the Ktzoy says, and he says it's meduik in the rishonim because the rishonim keep on referring to cheskes gimel shonim as a takanas chachavim. So it sounds like it's all a din de rabbanon that you have a chazaka. Without the rabbanon, there'd be no such thing as a chazaka. What's this takanas chachavim say? The lekucha is the ksoises. I think I'm just explaining what the Rishonim said. But we mentioned yesterday there's a more lamdish pshat, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban is later in the parak on Daf Mem Beis, and the Ramban says that what Rava was trying to say was that being that a person can be expected to watch a star for 3 years, but past 3 years he can't be expected to watch a star. At that point, the person who's claiming that the piece of property belongs to him can claim it, and you can't counter it with a reyesa of achri shtarka. If it's really yours, where's your shtar? Bir advarim, says Ramban. The truth is that if I'm living in your house, you pass by, you see me living there, you don't say anything, your shtika, even for 1 day, really should be a raya that it belongs to me. And based on that, the halacha should be cheskes yoy mechad really works. You shouldn't need cheskes gimel shonim. And just like by metaltalin, there's a concept of muchzik, really the same should be true when it comes to karka. Because usually people are not so comfortable with other people using their house, using their property. It's not usually the way it is. The only reason you don't have a cheskes yoy mechad is because keneged the chazaka, the shtika of the Meicher, you have a reis of the Lekech. If this is really your piece of property, ach vishtarcha. How come you don't have a shtar? So says the Ramban, as long as there's a reis, so why doesn't the person that's there right now have a shtar? He will not be able to claim the property based on the fact that the other person saw him there and he was shaysik. But as soon as he no longer has the reisa of where's your star, now you can keep it mitzad the umdina, mitzad the shtika of the other person, mitzad the shtika of the meicha. So up to 3 years with his reisa, where's your star? So you can't use the umdina. But once 3 years pass, at that point, there's no reisa anymore, where's your star? Because the metzias is tvei loy mitzvah. People are not careful to watch their stars for more than 3 years. So you don't have a reisa, where's your star? You do have a raya that it's yours. What's the raya? Because this person, the ma'arer, the meicher, the marakam, whatever you want to call him, this person saw you living there and he didn't say anything. And really that should have been a raya that it's yours day one. The problem is there was a reyesa. It took us 3 years to get rid of this reyesa. But I'm rid of it now. Now that I'm rid of it, I can claim it. So the reason then the loikeach, the machzik, is able to keep this piece of property is not because of some new takonas chachamim, hefker bez and hefker. He can keep it there because we have a real raglaim ledover. Raglaim ledover operates on a deraisa level. There's a real raglaim ledover that it belongs to him. What's raglaim ledover? The other person saw you living there, he was quiet, he didn't say anything. That's in and of itself the biggest raya in the world, that it belongs to me. Just, I always had an issue. My issue was, there was something hanging over me, a reyesa. It took me 3 years to remove the reyesa. Once I have the reyesa, I'm able to keep it. The nafkimin is, I'd be able to keep it midday reyesa. So whereas the Ktzoy said, from the Nemuki Yosef and the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos, all these other Rishonim, it's mashma, that it's only a takanas chachamim, according to Rabban, would come out, it's a din day reyesa. We spoke at the end of yesterday's daf, the Ktzoyis is Kasha and Kuflam and Hey, that we went through already, but either way, that's again, just to chazer over the backdrop for Cheskes Gimel Shonim. We're talking about Cheskes Raya, not Cheskes Umdana, not Cheskes Kinyan, not Chazoka, that's Machriya Sveiko. It's the Chazoka has to be a Chazoka Shieshi Mataino. You need that the other person should not have been Ma'ara during those 3 years. What's the Makar? Two Makar is either it's learned out from the Shara Mu'ed, or it's learned out, like Rava said, it's a svara, shasa kamaisa mizdar inish bishtari, tarti uklas mizdar, tvei loy mizdar. What does that mean? We have the Ramban later on, daf mem beis, amid beis. We have the Ktzoyis and Kuf mem, based on many lishoinis and rishoinim. Nafkimin would be, it's cheskes kim lishonim, a din deiraisa, do I have a deiraisa claim? Or is it merely because of hefker bez and hefker, the claim that I have is merely midrabban? Just one other thing worth mentioning, and that is, if you look in on the side, by Rashi, so in the middle of yesterday's daf, at Kam Pirish, Rashi's at Sal, Mikam Ve'elach Pirish Avinu Shmuel Ben Rameir. So Rashi, who of course wrote his commentary on Tanakh, and he wrote his commentary on Shas, but there are some Masechtas where we do not have the Pirish of Rashi. So Bava Basra, Rashi's Pirish stops right here, the end of the first sugya in Parakhas Kisabatim. So from here until the end of Masechta, we're going to have the Rashbam. The Rashbam, of course, was Rashi's grandson. The Rashbam was one of Rashi's daughter's sons. Rashi didn't have any sons. Rashi had daughters. And one of Rashi's daughters had three sons. The Rivam, Rashbam, and another one of the Rishonim you may have heard of, Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashbam was Rabbeinu Tam's older brother. In fact, it said that Rashbam was the one who taught Torah to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam considered himself a Talmud of the Rashbam. What's a little bit interesting is you have the Pirush HaRashbam on Chumash also. But if you look at the Pirush HaRashbam on Chumash, it's very bekitzer. The Rashbam is like the most makatzer of all the commentary on Chumash. On Shas, the Rashbam is the most mayrech. So what we're going to end up with is very long Rashbams, which means if you learn the Rashbam inside, it's going to take very long. If you don't learn the Rashbam inside, it's rather going to go very quickly. Exactly, we do what we do. There is another Masechta where you have the Rashbam in Shas, and that's Perek Ari Psochim. So in the end of Masechta's Psochim, you also have the Rashbam. So there you have Rashi and the Rashbam. Here we don't have Rashi, here we have all we have is the Rashbam. And incidentally, just one other thing, this is not the only Masechta that doesn't have Pirush Rashi. Masechta's Nedarim is a little controversial. Some say Rashi's daughters wrote Masechta's Nedarim, but Masechta's Nedarim, it's not clear whether we have a real Pirush Rashi. Kivegin Gilyan Ashas, right in the beginning of Masechta's Nazir, says that we don't have Rashi on Masechta's Nazir. Maritzchia says that there's no real Rashi on Masechta's Tainas. Either way, there's some controversy with regards to certain Masechta's, whether it is Rashi or it's not Rashi. But this is very clear. Here it's in a vein again Rashi. Adkan Pirish, Rashi Zatzal. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to know that Mikan Ve'elach, this is not Rashi. It's a whole different style. It's very much Barichas. On that note, Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Mur Halachas regarding Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Shalosh Shonim Sha'amru. When the Mishnah said Cheskes Habatim, Ve'habayrus Vashichim Vamorus Vashivachis, Vahmerchitzoyis, Ve'savadim Ve'sashokim Vahabodim. The Halach is Cheskes in Shalosh Shonim. It's Tavka if he ate 3 years Ritzufais. 3 years in succession. However, if you ate 1 year and then you stopped, and then a year, and then you went again on vacation for 2 years, and then you came back, that doesn't work. It's obvious. I don't need Rav Huna and Amira to tell me something that's Mefurish and a Mishnah. Isn't that what Miyam Liyam means? It means 3 years, day after day after day, in succession. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'adotim, I would have told me, Yem Liyem Lefu, Kim Gutais. Yem Liyem is defining each individual year. The year itself has to be a full year. It has to be a 365-day year. But it could be the years themselves don't necessarily have to be Ritzufais. Maybe you can skip a year. That's what Rafun is being mechadish, that the years themselves have to be complete years, 365 days years, and the years need to be in succession, they have to be ritzufas. If somebody has a piece of property, it's a field, it's not a house, it's a field, and it's a field where sometimes the farmers would work the field 1 year, and then they would leave the field fallow the following year, and then they would work it again, and in fact, it's very often better for the field itself to take a little bit of a break. You can all use a break sometimes, says the Gemara. In that case, Rav Huna will be moida, that even though you didn't have a chazaka 3 years in a row, it's okay, because that's the derech, that's the way people work this field. Says the Gemara, pshita, it would seem rather obvious. Rav Huna was saying that even a field where some people leave it foul, other people's work it, the high government, for this person didn't work the field, now the tema, ichvot gevalt meine, matzi amalei, you can tell him, if this is really your field, meaning you want to establish a cheskes kimul shanim, because you were there for 3 years, and I didn't say anything, I didn't see you there for 3 years, I saw you take a year off. And being that you needed to establish that it's yours, you probably should have worked it for that year. I hear, I understand that some people work it, but I didn't want to. And I have two reasons I can claim that. My neighbors weren't working the field. And because they weren't working the field, they weren't going to hire a worker. They weren't going to chip in to hire a shomer to watch the field. So if I was going to be the only one to watch this field in this huge area, I would have had to pay for the shomer all by myself. It's not economical, so it didn't make sense for me to work it. Or you could say, I hear, I maybe could have, should have, would have, but I didn't. I prefer not to work my field. Bottom line is, that's what Rav Huna's chiddush is, that even in a case where some people are moiver and some people are loy moiver, even though ordinarily you need shalish on a mitzufas, but in such a case, you would not need shalish on a mitzufas. Cheskes habatim. Our Mishnah said, cheskes habatim, shalish on him. What's the kasha? V'habatim, dibiyama moyadi, belaylo loyadi. Now, in order for a person to establish a chazaka, a person would have to bring edim, proving that he's been living in this house for 3 years. How else do you have a chazaka? So if somebody wants to have a cheskes kimul shanim, so he doesn't have a chazaka that he bought, doesn't have a raya, doesn't have edim that he bought the field, he doesn't have a shtar, but he has a chazaka. How do we know you have a chazaka? It's a davar shebemamon. You need two edim coming to say that you have a chazaka. The Gemara's kasha is, how are you going to have edim proving that you've been living in this house 3 years, ritzufa is by day and by night. Bishlami by day, so people vase for stutzach by shtit. But that's only during the day. At night, no one knows what's going on in your house. But how are you going to bring edim that you were there at night? So the Gemara is asking, that's a kasha on Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, that said, that shalish on him has to be ritzufos. How is it ever possible to have a cheskes habatim gimel shonim? How is it possible to bring edim to prove that I've been living in my house 3 years straight? Bishloima 3 years by day that I can bring edim. But 3 years by night? How am I going to bring edim for that? Now the Rishonim all ask, the Rosh, the Nebuka Yosef, they all ask the obvious kasha. Why is this only a kasha on Rav Huna? This should be a kasha on everybody. What was Rav Huna's chiddush? Rav Huna's chiddush was that the 3 years themselves need to be in succession. They have to be 3 years ritzufos. It can't be 2008, 2010, and 2012. It has to be 3 years ritzufos. But as relates to the year itself, everyone agrees with Yom Liyom. That was the Gemara's kasha. Man komash montanino. Everybody holds that you need 3 years. If you're telling me now it's impossible, that's what the Gemara holds in the Kasha, to find Aden to say that you were there 3 years or 1 year by day and by night, that means you can't even prove that you were there 1 year. That's not only a Kasha on Rav Huna, that's a Kasha on the Chachamim as well. Zogim the Rishonim. The teretz is very simple. Without Rav Huna, I would have said that now you get a cheskes gimel shonim by a cheskes habatim. When you're talking about a house, you bring edim that you were there 6 years by day. So the chazaka is gimel shonim. The day or the year is made up of 365 days and 365 nights. You're not going to be able to bring edim that you were there at night, because how are you going to bring edim? Who knows that you were there at night? What you'll do is you'll bring edim that say you were there 365 times 6 days, which is the equivalent time-wise to 365 times 3 days and 365 times 3 nights. So that would all work according to the Chachamim, that hold that the Shonim themselves don't have to be Ritzufis. But according to Rav Huna, where everything needs to be Ritzufis, it has to be 365 days a night. You have to just bang it out. There can't be anything in between. So according to Rav Huna, it's not going to work because you keep on skipping the nights. If you keep on skipping the nights, that should be a chasar in Ritzufis. So according to the Chachamim, you don't need Ritzufis. So if you don't need Ritzufis, maybe that should be okay. According to either way, Amar Abaya, but Abaya said the whole kasha is not a kasha anyways. Why? Because man maser abotim. General, if someone's going to bring Edom to prove that he's been living in a house for 3 years, who are those Edom going to be? Shiv, it's going to be his neighbors. Shivavi made yadi be mamu b'leil. The neighbors know what's going on during the day. And they think they don't. They know what's going on at night also. Rav Amar, Rav said, you're going to also be tray. The Amri, anana agri d'mine. You know how it's possible to have Edom to come forward and say that you were there by day and by night? The Edom were renters. So the case of the Chazakah that happened, perhaps in our Mishnah, was not where the person that's claiming the property is his, was himself living there. But rather, he took over this property and he rented it to somebody else. He himself wasn't the one there. He had seichrim, he had people renting the property from it. But the fact that he had other people living in the property, paying him rent, that too is enough to establish a chazakah. But the point is, you have these third people that were there, and they themselves are the ones that are going to walk into Beis Din, and they're going to say, "Anana grina mine, we rented it from Chaim Yankel. V'darina beitlash nimi, mama b'layla. We've been living there for 3 years, by day and by night." So the kasha was based on this assumption that some neighbor, someone that's not living in the house, he's the one that's going to come forward and he's the one that's going to testify. The answer, no, the person living there himself is the one that's going to testify. He's the Baal Din, how could I myself testify that I lived there for 3 years? That's the whole shayla over here. Do I have a chazaka? Do I don't have a chazaka? If I have a chazaka, cheskes kol shonam, I'm going to keep it. I need to bring Edom to support that I have a chazaka. How could I myself be the aid? The Terence says, I'm not the one that lived there. I rent it out to somebody else. My seichem, my renters are the ones that are going to walk into Beis Din, and they're going to be made on my behalf. They're not Bali Dinim. I'm the Bali Din. I'm the Bali Din. They're not the Bali Din. I mean that they're not the Bali Din. It's for that reason they could say Edus. They know that they were there by day and by night. That's how it's possible to have Edus that the Machzik was there by Yom Ubalayla. But oh, Malay, Rav Yehma, the Rav Ashi, and here we take a little bit of a lumdish turn. Hani Noigim be Edus. How in the world could these Seicharim say Edus? Aren't they Negev be Edus? Tilei Amri Hachik, because if they're not going to testify, Amri Nalusi Lo Havadu Agar, Beisalahai. If they're not going to be able to testify and support the argument of the one that rented the house to them, what's going to happen? The Marakam is going to end up taking the house back, and now that these seichrim lived in the Marakama's house, they're going to owe the Marakama 3 years worth of rent. So it certainly behooves them to step forward and to say that the one that rented the house to them, the person that they've been paying the rent to, he's the real owner of the property, so that they're not going to owe anything additional to the Marakama. So aren't they a negei be'edus? And a negei be'edus is, of course, pasal edus. Amalei. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi told Rav Yehimar, Dayoni deshvili hachadayini. Shvacha dayonim ask questions like this. Why? Because milo yoskinu kugon derekiti agra be'esav amidaman leisvei. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where they didn't pay rent yet, and they just want to know, who am I supposed to pay? Are you the owner or are you the owner? Let me know. I have the check. It's ready. Pick it up. I don't care. So it's not like they're going to end up being double dipped in the event that the Marakama is going to take the piece of property. It's just a shiloh. Who are they supposed to give the property to? Or who are they supposed to give the rent to? Am I supposed to give it to the machzik? Or am I supposed to give it to the Marakama? They don't really care. Being that they don't care, they're not in Geir Be'edus. If they're not in Geir Be'edus, it's for that reason that they would be allowed to walk in and they'd be able to say Edus. So it's interesting that you see from here that even though these two people are technically part of the picture, they're about in on some level, because depending on whether the machzik is the one that ends up winning this court case or the marakam is the one that ends up winning this court case, that will determine who they're supposed to pay rent to. But being that at the end of the day, it's not going to cost them any more or less money, whether they pay the machzik or they pay the marakama, we don't view them as negei be'edus. If we don't view them as negei be'edus, they'd be kosher to walk into Beis Din. They'd be kosher to say edus. Just some food for thought. At first glance, you may be able to make the argument that this should be totally a little bit in the Ktzayis Lama Dalet Dalet. Because Kiyudua, maybe the most famous Ktzayis in the entire Sefer Ktzayis HaChoshim, the Ktzayis in Lama Dalet Dalet brings a Shailah. In fact, how he starts the piece. We know that in the Geba Dover is Pasaleidus. And he says, why is a Negei Dover Pasaleidus? Is he Pasaleidus because we're concerned that he might be lying? Makes a lot of sense. It's a Chashash Meshachra 101. We're concerned that, being that he's a Negei Dover, he has something to give. He has a vested interest in the outcome of this case. So how could you trust him to get up and testify? Maybe he's lying to benefit his interest. Is that the reason a Negei Dover is Pasaleidus? Says the Ktesh, it could be a Negei Dover, this is Pasal. Because a Negei Dover is a Karev. Because being that what I'm saying is going to affect me, so we look at me as testifying about myself, and a karev is possible edus. Just like Reuven can't say edus about his brother Shimon, Reuven can't say edus about himself as well. And the Ketzoy says that one of the nafkaminas would be, what if you're going to implicate yourself by your day edus? So you're not going and making something better for yourself, you're going to implicate yourself. Such as Haidah's Baldin, which we know is Kimei Edim Dov. To the extent that the whole reason why Negei B'Dover is Pasaleidus is because of the Chashash Meshaker. Here, it doesn't make sense to have the Chashash Meshaker. But if the reason Negei B'Dover is Pasaleidus is because you're a Karev, just like a Karev can't say Eidus to be Mezaka, his brother, he can't say Eidus to be Mechayev, his brother either. Over here, we have a case where the Gemara initially thought that there should be a Psul Negei B'Eidus, Hani Noigim B'Eidus Sanhein, and the Gemara came back and the Gemara said that why Negei B'Eidus? At the end of the day, who cares if they're going to pay the Machzik or they're going to pay the Marakama? They're going to end up paying the same thing. Meaning, the only time the Gemara has an issue over here with them saying Eidus is if they're going to benefit on some level. But to the extent that they're not benefiting, despite the fact that they're standing in Bezin and they're saying Eidus about something that will affect them. Do I write the check out to you? Do I write the check out to you? It's going to be determined based on your Eidus. So how can I say Eidus about myself? So if it's all about Chashash Meshachar, so that's the Gemara's Teretz. That's Rav Ashi said. Dayani Dishvili have issues like this because why should there be a problem? They gave a Dover. At the end of the day, I'm going to pay the same amount regardless. But if there's a new issue over here of Karoiv, so then you could argue at the end of the day, I'm saying Eidus, that's going to affect me. And being that it's going to affect me, maybe there should be a Psal Korvus. Again, Yesh Liyashiv, the income of Koyme Laharach. Zok the Gemara, Omar Marzutra. Marzutra said, V'iton, if the Ma'arer, the Marikama, would come to the Machzik and he would say, I want you to bring two Edim to prove the Darbe Tlashni Bimamulela that you lived there 3 years by day and by night. Tanase Taina, his Taina is a Taina. And the way the Rishonim explained that Marzucho was really following up on what Rafuna said. Rafuna said, Sholeh Shanim Sha'amru, Hu Sha'achlan Ritzu. And the Gemara said that that means that you would have to bring Edim by a cheska sabatim that you were there 3 years, both by day and by night. Stating that, says Majutra, it does not mean that in order for Bezdin to even accept your claim that you have a cheska skimel shanim, you need to walk into Bezdin day one with Edom that say you were there by Yom Balayla. You could walk in with Edom that say you've been living there for 3 years. Every day, every night, we're not going to nitpick. All this last Gemara means, as it relates to the halacha, says Marzutra, is that if the Marakama Tainas, he comes with a Koyach HaTainan, and he says, I'm not convinced you were there 3 years with Suflois, then we accept what he said, Tanase Taina. But not that in order for you to get onto first base, you would have to walk in with Edim, proving that you've been there 3 years by day and by night. So it's true this last Gemara that we just said is an idea of Ritzufais. But all Ritzufais means is that the Marakama has a Koyach HaTainan. He has a schus to claim in Bezdin that I'm not comfortable with what's going on over here. I want to see more. I don't want to just see neighbors saying you were there during the day. I want renters to step forward. I want to see a little bit more. But to the extent that he doesn't say it, we're not going to go taina on his behalf. Moed Marzutra, however, says the Gemara. Even Marzutra, who said that the Marakama would have to taina, he himself would admit, Beruchlin, our infamous Ruchl, Hamachzirin Bayorois, these salespeople that used to travel from town to town, the Afal Gath, the Leitoid, even though they don't taina, tainin on leana, we taina on their behalf. Why? Because they have no idea what's going on back home. They have no idea what's happening at the ranch. So we have to go. We have to be taina on Psach Picha Le'ilin. So being that you have, as a Marakama, a koyach taina to force the hand of the machzik to have to bring real good, legitimate edim that you were there by Yom Balayla, the Ruchel who doesn't know how to taina, we're going to just have to provide for him the best taina as possible, such as this taina. Moedah Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Moedah. Who's Rav Huna? the beginning of the sugya that you need shalosh shana mitzufas bechanusa the mechuza, the stores of mechuza, the imam avida laila avida, meaning that people used to only work there in the day, they didn't work there at night, so that's pashen off to be the balayla. So a house, you have to be at night because people live in a house by day and by night. So if you want to establish a cheskes gimel shanim for a bayis, you have to be there by yom, well, you need edim, you were there by yom balayla. But for a chanus, for a store, you would not need edim to prove that you were there by yom balayla. What does that mean? Does that mean you can establish a chazaka 3 years without nights? Some rishonim say what it means is in order to establish a chazaka, you'd have to be there 6 years. Of this, Rami Bar Chama of Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Zovin Ahi Amsav Hadi Adadi. They bought an Amma, that's a Shivcha Knanis, Bishutfis. Marish Tamish Bar Rishon Shlish of the Kavishis, and the arrangement that they had was, is one of them used it the first year, the third year, and the fifth year. Umarish Tamish Bar Shni Ravias Vashish, the other ones used it the second, fourth, and the sixth. Naf Ir Elove. And then there was a Shaila that emerged. Somebody was arguing that Rami Bar Chama, they didn't even own this Amma. It didn't really belong to them. It really, somebody had a Cheskes Marakama. He came with a shtar that said it belonged to him. Also, Lekamidei Rava. They came to Rava. Now, apparently, they didn't have a shtar that it belonged to them either. But they had a Chazaka. 6 years already, they've been using it. But they were switching off. Rami Bar Chama used it 1 year. Rav Ukva Bar Chama used it the next year. Amalusa Rava told him, my time of this suhachi, why did you do it this way? Why didn't you just use it for 3 years and you use it for 3 years? Why do you keep on switching off? Probably because you didn't want to establish a chazaka against each other. So he told him, just like you were effective in not establishing a chazaka, meaning you were worried, Rami Bar Chama, that if your Marukva would have it for 3 years, after 3 years, you would want to take it from him and say, sorry, it's mine. I have a cheskes gimel shanim. So you were going out of your way to make sure that none of you established a cheskes gimel shanim to be able to use against each other. So you don't have a chazaka. That's the problem. But the Gemara says, v'lo yamar v'lo yikos of itcha. This is only true that there's no chazaka klape the ma'ar and klape the oilam if there was no itcha. They didn't write a shtar that clearly delineated what this arrangement was. I'm going to use it 1 year and you're going to use it the next. Avakasa, but itcha. But let's say they would have written a shtar called the islay, then the shtar would already give it a cut. I mean, people would know that they bought it and they're just dividing it this way because that's just the arrangement of their chalukha. If that's the case, between the two of them, using it for 3 years, would already establish a cheskes gimel shanim. So we have an interesting case over here, where Rami Bar Chama, one of the Gedolei Amiram, and Rav Ukva Bar Chama, another one of the Gedolei Amiram, they bought an Amma together, and apparently they were being chashed each other. They wanted to own this b'shutfis, but none of them wanted that one should have it for 3 years b'tzufis, because then maybe if they're going to want to take it from that person's going to come with a claim. He's going to say he has a cheskes gimel shanim. I saw Rav Chanan and Kevit Shum is very bothered by that. Rami Bar Chama didn't trust Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Ukva Bar Chama didn't trust Rami Bar Chama. And just as far as the rest of the story goes, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukva Bar Chama were also brothers. In fact, the Noda Yehuda quotes them as brothers in his famous tshuva where he discusses the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. And Kiyadua, the Noda Yehuda spoke very sharply against the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid told in his tzava that there are certain things that mefurish gemaras you're allowed to do that he didn't want you to do. This lashon is Noda Yehuda Evan Ezem Adur Tanyana Simen Ayin Tes Ukiyotze Beze Anu Moitzim L'Rabbein Yehuda HaChassid B'Tzava Shalai Dvarim Shekemat Asolonu L'Shaimam. He wrote things that are you're not even allowed to listen to. Kihu Aimer, for example, he says Shalai Yisa Bas HaChaysoi Ubi Gemara Amru Shu Mitzvah Hu Aimer Shalai Yisa Avu B'Nai Shtei HaChayas V'Rapop U'B'Nai Nasu Shnei B'Nai Shal Abba Surah Hu Aimer, he said Shalai Yisu Beis Achin Shtei HaChayas. He said that two brothers are not allowed to marry two sisters. And I'm skipping. V'trei Bonsei the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's two daughters have an Isivi L'Rami Umar Rukva Bar Chama. They were married to Rami Rukva Bar Chama. Now we had the fact that Rami Bar Chama married Rav Chizda's daughter. We had it earlier in the Masechta. We had it on Dr. Beis on the Beis. Remember, Rami, Rav Chizda's daughter was sitting on his lap and Rava was there. Rami Bar Chama was there, and he asked his daughter, "Which one of these two bachrim do you want to marry?" He said, "I want to marry both." And the Gemara said that afal pishen nitlo nevua min hachachamim, but it was given to the tinaikis. She was right. She herself ended up marrying, not at the same time, but she ended up marrying Rami Bar Chama, and she ended up marrying Rava. But either way, so Rami Bar Chama was married to Rav Chizda's daughter. Mar Ukva Bar Chama was also married. So they were brothers. They were Amiram. They were also shvagers. The point is that they're not trusting each other. What's going on over here? So Rabbi Chanan says that pshat in this Gemara is based on a Gemara that we learned together in the end of Perek Ezer Neshech. The Gemara over there says, "Kol mi sheyesh loy mois." If somebody has money, umalva isem shloy be'edin, and his friend comes over and he says, "Will you loan me money?" So he has a mitzvah, kesef talvas avni. But if he lends it without edim, over mishum v'lifnei iver leisita michshol. Reish lakish shama goyim klal alatzma. You goyim klal alatzma. The point is that you're not allowed to lend someone money without edim. Why? Because you're putting him in a situation to maybe not pay you back. Says Rabbi Chanan, even though this gemara was said regarding the halachas of malva v'loiva, it's not exclusive to malva v'loiva. Two people can't get involved in a shutfis, in a business arrangement where there's no contract, there's no documentation, we trust each other, we're going to work out. Says Rabbi Chanan, all of our kosev, let me read this gemara right here. Gvaldik. It's true, the Chazal was said regarding being malves chaveroi, shaloi be'edin, but tein l'chocha v'yech gemoi. The point is, even though you trust the person, you wouldn't lend the money if you didn't trust them. You're willing to trust them. You're willing to lend the money without Aiden. It doesn't matter. Lifnei iver leisita michshol, that's a question of iser. And goyim klal la'atzmoy, that's a question of sakona. Two reasons why you're not allowed to do it. Says Rabbi Chanan, the same would be true for any type of business transaction. You're going to get involved in it. Don't worry, we trust each other. We know each other. Everything is okay. It doesn't work that way. It's a gemara. And that's why Rami Bar Chama and Mar Ukva Bar Chama, as close as they were to each other, they didn't want to get involved in a situation where one of them would be tempted Abyssal Taivas Mammon to maybe now go and say, oh, I have a Cheskus Gilmoshanim, it's mine, I lost the Shtar, it's not. What do you mean? We bought it together. Wasn't that the arrangement? I don't know what you're talking about. That's what they were worried about. Not because they were Cheshinim, but because you have no choice, but on some level to be suspicious, based on this Gemara right here, Bavim Tzir, Dafayin Hamid Basement. We learned Bavim Tzir, we spoke at the Papula Harifta, that's the important Maramakim, where the Papula Harifta tries to be Malamet Tzchus on the Oilam. He tries to come up with some sort of Limut Tzchus, because there are people that lend people money. Shalei Be'edim. So he says that maybe really it was a machlokes, whether it's lifnei iver leisita michshol or goyim klal la'atzmai, it's not both. And maybe we pask in goyim klal la'atzmai, we don't pask in lifnei iver. So if it's all klal la'atzmai, you want to put yourself into a matzav sakana, knock yourself out. We allow you to do that. There was never really a shaili of iser according to the maskana sagamar. Either way, one last gemara. If somebody had a chazaka, he ate everything in a field, with the exception of a beis reiva. So Reuven's been on what we knew it to be Shimon's field. He was there for 3 years, but there was one corner of the field, a base raiva, that he didn't touch. So said Rava, Kana kulu chosmi base raiva. You have a chazaka on whatever you touch. You don't have a chazaka on that base raiva. Amra from the Brit Rav Yeshua, Vilei Amar, that's only true, El of the Bar's Riohi. That's true. If that corner of the field that you didn't touch, you could have touched. I mean, you could have sowed it, you could have plowed it, you could have worked it. It was a good, fertile piece of land. You chose not of a lav Bar's Riohi, but let's say that piece of property is not a Bar's Riohi. Kana le yagavar. So then, what should you have done with that land anyways? So it's part of the property. It's true you weren't Zerea. It's not a Bar Zeria. That's why you weren't Zerea. So then you're kind of the property. You're kind of that base Reva as well. Almost Bederech Ag. Maskel, Rabbi Yubarabayo. Elamayato, Tzumna B'mayik. Now if you're going to tell me that being that it wasn't a fertile piece of property, there was nothing you could have done to it to get a chazaka, thus you just get it. It comes along with the ride. A Tzunmo, what if you have a piece of property where the entire parcel of land is not fertile, it's rocky, it's mountainous, there's nothing you could do there anyways. How are you going to be kind? You're going to tell me there's no cheskes gimel shanim? Of course there is. Ella, how do you establish a chazaka in such a land? But ukmi b'chiyusa, you let your animals go out there, or you leave your peris out there to dry. So Rabbi told him, you should have let your animals out there, inami mishtachaba peri, there's something you could have done, and to the extent that you didn't do it, you don't have a chazaka on that piece of property.